My name is Neil Kulkarni, and you're listening to Excel Podcasts, the perfect career exploration podcast for any student out there.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Excel Podcasts. In this episode, I'm diving into 10 things I just can't live without. Now, obviously, there's family, there's friends, there's role models that I'm just so grateful for, but I hope these 10 new things can provide some unique insight about myself and just how I like to stay productive during these times. As always, don't forget to turn on notifications, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, spread the word about our content, and stay active on all our platforms, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. Starting it off, the first thing I just cannot live without has got to be my iPhone. Now, I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding this new era of TikTok and Instagram, how kids are slowly becoming addicted to the new features and the new trends that are just up and coming that just don't really stop. We've seen all those dances. We've seen all those trends that just continue to take over social media. And I think for a lot of parents, for a lot of individuals who know that these side effects can be traumatizing, it is an experience that we need to take under control. It is an experience that we need to make sure that we're not getting overwhelmed by. That's why I really wanted to make sure that with this iPhone, with this digital space that I have access to, I can use it to learn and hone in on skills that interest me and develop my character, which podcasts have helped me do so. I think some that come to mind are the Game Plan podcast, the Clock In podcast, the Old Man in the Three, the Long Shot podcast. I think 342 Productions, especially with their line of podcasts and media upcoming, has really been beneficial to me, how I can use my iPhone with simply a click of a button and listen to these people who come from such a diverse selection of fields. And I can just use it to learn something new every day, see what else I'm passionate about. And I guarantee you that if you give podcasts a chance through your iPhone, through whatever piece of technology you have, I'm sure that it can provide the same value that it did to me. This use of podcasts through my iPhone brings me into the second thing I just can't live without, which have to be my AirPods. Now, I love using my AirPods for listening to podcasts, obviously, then music, or just for classes I have throughout the day for online school. And I think a lot of people underestimate just how useful AirPods can be, because personally, they're just so helpful for gaining that concentrated focus to finish that last piece of work I have, reflect on my goals, or just stay motivated during the end of a workout. And honestly, you just can't go wrong with the feel and comfort of AirPods. They're just so perfect. So they just kind of have to be in my pocket wherever I go. The MacBook Pro is also another piece of technology that I just can't live without. With the AirPods, with the iPhone, I think the MacBook Pro is probably my top tier technology I just always need to have in my backpack, especially in this sort of educational environment where classes are virtual, we can't go in person, so having my laptop to converse with my teachers, converse with my peers, learn about whatever I'm learning about in classes, and also just to read up on articles. I think new digital media outlets can serve as honestly a perfect way to learn about whatever your heart desires, and it's a fresh perspective for me personally, so not just listening to podcasts, but also reading articles so I can improve upon my reading skills, also attain a new set of vocabulary every time I'm reading. I think The Athletic especially has been great for me for sports, and then CNBC for business and just current events. So the MacBook Pro has really just been there for me to help that process and just make sure that I'm aware of what's going around in my surroundings. Now, I can't forget about sports. I mean, I've been a huge sports fan for as long as I can remember, and a basketball and a cricket bat especially are just two things that I always have to have around me. Now, basketball has been a part of my life since about the third grade, and from teamwork to hitting three-pointers, I'm obviously super inspired by some of the greatest shooters of our time. The on-the-court action doesn't really seem to get old for me. I continue to play the sport to this day and just absolutely love it. But I think it's more of the off-the-court aspect of basketball, so like making friends, new relationships, new connections, that's honestly just continued to develop my love for the game even more. I think I've realized that there's so much more to basketball and sports in general, from media, podcasts, new forms of content, to then business, sponsorships, and the new rise of analytics, which I think viewers today can especially learn to pick up so many important career skills and life skills to understand that there's more than just an athlete. A cricket bat, on the other hand, is probably something not a lot of people know about in America. To keep it simple, if you don't know what the sport is, cricket is similar to baseball, and ever since my family introduced me to the sport, I've loved it. The cricket bat just reminds me of where I come from, which is all the way across the ocean in India. And in India, cricket is immensely popular. It unites everyone regardless of the circumstances, honestly just like basketball. And I think playing the sport and having the bat and the basketball with me wherever I go is just a proud representation of what I believe in and just where I come from. The next item on the list is a hoodie. In general, hoodies I can't live without, but specifically I've had I think a Thunder hoodie and a yellow Nike hoodie that I've pretty much used wherever I can. Especially at home, I love rocking a solid hoodie, just super comfortable to either get work done or just to relax in after a rough day. I think for me, a good piece of clothing is something that just gets me in the state of mind to stay productive, get work done fast, stay focused. So hoodies have just been my go-to for that. And because you have to have some spice in your life, hot sauce is always in my refrigerator. I'm telling you, Sriracha, Frank's Red Hot, Tabasco. I just love trying different hot sauces whenever I get the chance. I mean, just the thought of a solid hot sauce and a piece of fried chicken, I call that perfection. And to wash that all down, I love a good glass of juice. I mean, you name it, orange juice, apple juice, cranberry juice, mango juice, peach juice, even watermelon juice. I've had it all, and I think it's especially great because it's another way to get in your fruits, stay healthy, even though it can have a lot of sugar at times, so it's important that you still hydrate. Wrapping up the list, without YouTube and honestly any form of content, I don't know where I would be today. YouTube has inspired me to start this podcast, think creatively, and learn about new perspectives from a different outlet. A lot of people still hate content in YouTube because we can all tend to waste time on it, as I mentioned before, but there's still so much benefit coming from almost any space you can think about. It's continuing to expand by the day, and I believe that starting your own YouTube channel or any piece of content such as a podcast, a blog, or even an Instagram page can be perfect to build your own community, get outside your comfort zone, and express your voice to those who need it. But that about does it for this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed learning more about 10 things I just can't live without. As always, thank you so much for listening. Don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have any questions or suggestions, and just continue to stay active on this journey of learning with us. This is XL Podcast, signing off.